So, Deadly Lucky Sevens. Seven her, seven een, seven I, seven illa, seven ing, seven hue, seven s, or 13 titillating thoughts for those who don't speak deadlies. First of all, I'm going to be a dick and say, hey, it should be deadlies for grammar reasons. And I read it as deadlies 13 vanilla ing, because 7 looks like a sideways V and a sideways N. So, vanilla-ing, sort of, whatever. Anyways, so yeah, I cheated and thought about the shit because I'm really bad at thinking on my feet. But the responses are true. So, without further ado, that accidentally rhymed. Drumroll. I'm not going to do that. 1. Polyamorous multiple partner relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe humans should be monogamous, single partner, or does polyamory sound like a thing you get into? I don't know. I thought about this a lot. I thought about it before I read this questionnaire. But I don't even know. Because I've read so much about, like, the human instinct and all that shit. And, like, females want to have the most suitable male, and males want to just have all the shit that they could possibly have. So, I don't know. I guess if it works for you, go ahead and do it, because I don't really give a shit. As is my view on pretty much humanity. Do whatever you want. I don't really care. As long as it doesn't affect me or hurt me in a negative way, I really don't give a shit what you do. Also, sorry, but this audio might contain burps, coughs, me drinking water, because I'm really drunk. And also really probably a low volume, it seems like. Even though I think I'm talking really loud, but that happens to me all the time. Anyways, so, number 2. At 2 fucking minutes. Apparently this is going to be, like, really long, so. Number 2. On a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? Not so much. Like a 3.5, maybe? Like, I'm not at all, but also just when I'm drinking, I get aroused automatically. But I'm not really consciously. I guess that would be a subconscious qualification. Anyways. God, I hate recording shit. Anyways, 3. Most people don't record themselves masturbating or reading a Reddit script to put on the internet. Do you think because of this we are perverts? I wouldn't say we, because this is my first recording, technically. Okay, hold on. Technically, it's my, like, 14th recording, because I tried to do the fucking verification a million times, but I haven't done that, and I probably won't. But not because it's perverted, but just because I don't like it. But you all who do that, I don't think you're perverts. You just do shit that you like. Everybody likes weird shit, and they just don't want to talk about it. So, whatever. I don't think so. Whatever. Anyways. That's going to be a very used word here. Anyways, next question. Number 4. If reincarnation was real, what would you be reincarnated as in your next life? I thought about this question a lot because I have studied Buddhism and all that shit. So reincarnated, like, as the Buddhist definition, I would probably be reincarnated as, like, a slightly richer person than what I am, according to the rules, quote unquote. But if I could choose anything, I'd probably be a cat, because cats are awesome, and they get to just, like, hang out and, like, not do anything, and just, like, nap all day, and sit in the sun on the floor, and just, like, do shit that I like to do. So, a cat. A house cat. Not a homeless cat, a street cat, because that would suck. For various reasons. Number 5. If you could choose any flavor of your cum/pussy juice to taste like, what would it be? I feel like that should be left up to the person who is tasting it. Because, like, I don't fucking care. Like, the person who's tasting it should be able to choose. So I think someone said that for the things I've listened to before. But yeah, they should be able to choose what it would taste like. But yeah. Number 6. Let's assume that the humankind is even proof that there is no God. No quote-unquote fate. No purpose in life. Is this thought liberating or depressing to you? Depends on... Okay, the answer to this question depends on who is answering it. Because if I'm talking about the world, I have no fucking idea. Because everyone has a specific experience. And they would deal with it in their own way. And then the majority would figure out what's happening to the world. My own self... Sorry, I just burped. My own self would be that it wouldn't be either liberating or depressing because I kind of just live that way in general. I just really don't care very much. Like, it has no bearing on my day-to-day life, so I really just don't give a shit. But if you go, like, in the long term, it would be, I guess, liberating. Because people, like, if people are going to be mean and be like, oh, like, you're sinning and you're a horrible person, like, they already have that outlook on life and they just lose, they use religion to excuse it, is what I feel like. So if you have no moral, 100% moral code, it's like, just figure out, okay, these people aren't hurting me, so just, they can do whatever the hell they want. That's how my code works. Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. As long as you're not being detrimental to my own personal life or those of others. So just do whatever the hell you want. That's basically what I'm saying. Number 7. If you were in a horror film, who would you be according to the archetypes? I.e. the stoner, the virgin, the jock, the nerd, etc. As I said to this poster in a message, I would be the weirdo, creepy girl who doesn't say anything and then makes like a super fucking pun at the end of the movie. If and only if they manage to not be killed by only pure chance, because I have no way to avoid that shit because I suck at defensive things. Anyways, yeah. Number 8. You decide to make romantic dinner for someone you're hoping to do the horizontal baby boogie with. Okay. What is your meal to cook? I'm just going to say in general, I don't cook very much. If I cook, it'll be a grilled cheese. Some shit that I can follow the recipe of. Or like a pasta, which I follow the box of, which is not very different. But I feel like Italian, aka pasta, would be more romantic, so I'll do that. If you were a Greek god, which would you be? It offends you that I put God, but not God. It's just calm down. I find the gender of the being. Okay, that's ridiculous. And you don't need to say that at all. Because, whatever. Who fucking cares? Anyways, I have no idea. I was going to look this shit up before I recorded this. But I totally forgot that was a question. I didn't. So... I'm going to go with the only one I remember from, like, elementary school, which was Athena. Hearth. The home. The goddess of the home. Because I like to be at home. And whatever. I don't know. I don't fucking remember at all. Anyways, so 10. Rene Descartes, because there's no accents. Also, I don't speak French. Was sitting in a bar. The bartender came over and asked if he would like another drink. He replied, "I think not." And he vanished. It took me like 3 listens to people's responses to understand that question, that quote. And it was really funny. I laughed out loud. "I think not." Should I have a spoiler alert? Spoiler alert. He was the dude who said, "Spoiler alert. I think therefore I am." End of spoiler alert. And he vanished. Wait, this isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about, what's your favorite joke? I don't fucking care. As long as you make me laugh. Number 11. What is your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid? Okay. So, I went to the store today to buy some vodka to do this fucking questionnaire. And I looked at the powdered drinks, and they had Kool-Aid, and I was like, okay, they're gonna ask me about Kool-Aid. What's my favorite? I don't have a favorite because I am an adult. And I haven't drank Kool-Aid in, like, fucking 20 years. But I looked at them, and I saw, like, 3 of them, and I said, hey, look, there's strawberry kiwi. That's my favorite. That's what I used to drink. That's my favorite. And then I also bought some powdered Kool-Aid to drink with my vodka, because I am an adult and I can do whatever the hell I want. So yeah, strawberry kiwi, which is not a flavor. That's not a flavor. That's just random fruits put together, and it doesn't taste like that at all, because I don't like kiwi. And it doesn't taste like strawberry. That's really dumb. Whatever. Anyways, as they say, number 12, how tall are you? I am 1.78 something meters, also known as like 5'11". Like, I'm apparently really tall, as seen by the people who live where I live, but also the place where I'm technically from, that's really not that tall at all. And so, Normal height. Number 13. If you were to go on a road trip, capitalized, comma, quote, coming of age type story in which you faced incredible odds along with a plethora, you should have an of, plethora of hilarious, wait, that might not be correct. I don't know, I'm really drunk. A plethora of hilarious sexual misadventures. Who would be the 3 GWA users you'd bring with you, and why? I really don't know a lot of people, so I'm just gonna say the people that I follow, which would be Deadly Lucky 7, because he seems super cool. Perpetual William, because he's super cool, and also I want to learn some more Afrikaans. And I guess, like, the UK something, Saurus something something Rex. I don't remember what his name is, but I just commented on his shit. Because he recorded a script by another one of my favorites, Perpetual Will. And so, I'm gonna go ahead and go with that. I was gonna say, even though they always have a lady, a girl, but yeah. Let's do that, and we can just have all the sexual misadventures possible. And if we could choose a non-fictional person, I would just go ahead and pick Pam from Archer, because she's awesome. And I would totally fucking have a fucking trio with her. I'm not sure if that's English or Spanish, but whatever. Fucking threesome, yeah, whatever. Anyways, so yeah. Okay, that's it. Have fun. Edit, because I somehow managed to leave a question out. I don't know what it's called. This is gonna sound really dumb, but I already did the whole thing, so I'm not gonna stop it and re-record it. So that is my fucking questionnaire. It was only 7. No. Holy shit, it's 7:05, but it is 15 minutes long? That is fucking really long. Holy shit, how did I even manage to talk that long? I hate... Here, let's go. Let's have the hashtag I hate myself, hashtag I hate my voice, hashtag I'm not gonna fucking listen to this before I post it, if I do post it, because it's horrible. I think that was a vocal fry. Not really sure. Whatever. So thanks for the questionnaire. Question-air. It was fun. I don't know if I mentioned, I'm drinking powdered lemonade in vodka, not Kool-Aid in vodka, because I'm an adult and I can fucking do what I want. And I don't want, like, 3 fucking cups of sugar with my vodka. So, that would be what's happening. So, yeah. That's the recording. Let's go ahead and stop it. Except for I can't fucking stop rambling. So, yeah. Sorry for the burps and or swallows. And or ums. And or... background noises that just happened, and or I have no fucking idea. So yeah. Bye.